share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. With all the recent complaints about the flaws in our public transportation system and city planning that have been circulating on the internet, one would think that it couldn't get any worse. But alas, our government and city continue to surprise us. One Malaysian recently took to his Twitter account, @FazliFF, to share the surprise he got while he was on his jolly way to a park in Petaling Jaya, PJ, Selangor. Coming from a bus stop that was situated across the road from the park, Fazli said that he first had to cross the federal highway by using a pedestrian bridge. Walking to Tasik Kelana Jaya from the bus stop, across the federal highway pedestrian bridge, and guess what? The stairs leading to the park was blocked by a gate. Smart Selangor infrastructure pic.twitter.com/WQ7RP63B8Q. Surreal Putrajayan Kerry Kerja, @FazliFF, May 31, 2022. Everything was fine and dandy until he reached the end of the pedestrian bridge that was supposed to lead to an entrance to the park. As it turns out, the final section of the bridge, which was a few steps into the park, was blocked by a fence. If this discovery was not yet another thing to be angry about in a series of misfortunes that have hit the racket. In recent weeks, flash floods in KL and the LRT breaking down, the existence of the defective infrastructure looked almost comedic. Netizens cracked some jokes. As always with Malaysians, the absurdity of the structure inspired some netizens to bust out their best jokes. One netizen said, playing SimCity but forgot to add a door for the fence. Another sarcastically stated that one needs to parkour to get over the fence, as it is a park at the end of the day. Confused and frustrated, however, not everyone found it funny. Some netizens tagged the PJ City Council and the Selangor Chief Minister Amiruddin Sheri's official Twitter accounts to bring the matter to their attention. Many were in disbelief at how dumb the mistake was, while others pointed out that this was yet another example of why KL is unlivable. What do you think? Have you ever encountered anything similar? Let us know in the comments. Also read, LRT train service disrupted again yesterday, Malaysians are angry as it is the third time this month. Source. Twitter source. Twitter. Source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter source. World abuzz. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.